Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Updating a story that we've been following for you this morning. Three Warren De La Salle football players could face criminal charges for repeated hazing incidents involving younger teammates. WWJ's Charlie Langton joins us live and local with the latest. Charlie.
And that's not all, Jackie. Warren Police Commissioner Bill Dwyer said that the hazing incidents took place after Thursday team dinners at De La Salle. But now an 18-year-old and two 16-year-olds are being at least reviewed by the prosecutor for assault charges. But here's the kicker here. Dwyer said the police are still investigating. And
at this time, there's only one victim. We believe there's many victims. However, we're not getting cooperation from, I don't think, the players themselves because of fear.
Dwyer also says that 15 parents refuse to let their kids talk to the police. The victim in this particular incident is 16 years old. Reporting live, Charlie Langton, WWJ News Radio 950.
And Charlie, as you mentioned earlier, could any members of the administration or the football coach be facing any charges as well?
Well, I guess it's possible if they knew something or they covered something up. We do know that the police interviewed 69 football players and six faculty members, including the coach. The coach said, according to Bill Dwyer, he didn't know anything about these Thursday dinners or about the hazing. So if they didn't know anything and they're telling the truth, of course, they will not face any charges. Now, that's criminal charges. Now, whether or not internal discipline charges like suspension or firing, I mean, that's a whole different story. And certainly, I guess that could happen. By the bottom line of this whole thing is this investigation is still ongoing and still quite active.